This Musers podcast is brought to you by your Lexus dealer and the 2006 GS. Visit Lexus.com for more information.
Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out Dunham and Miller live each morning from 5:30 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Stephen Dallas, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, Norman Buck talking about steroids, and I think the Hardline had had some interaction with Buck talking about that, and that was pretty tense.
Yes.
Yeah, we replayed that a couple weeks ago.
When Buck pretended not to hear Norm's question?
Yes.
Yes. I thought that was really tense. Jeremiah in Dallas, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, dear listener.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the actual most tense and hilarious moment ever was when Gordo was asking Gaylord Perry the root of his name. And asked him if he hated God or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I regret that. Sure. Yeah.
And then Gaylord went on to tell Gordo in front of the ticket stock crowd that he was named after one of his parents' childhood friends whose son had died at birth.
Yeah.
Now, what's with the name Gaylord?
My father had a good friend, had a son that...
hated God?
No. He somehow got sick and passed away, and he named me after him for his friend.
Way to go, Gordon.
Gaylord.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, way to bring the room down there. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Damn.
He hated you at that moment.
Damn, what was I doing?
Hey, guys, it's got to be Grego with Keyshawn and the Salisbury thing.
Oh, yes. That may be
great.
The most tense moment on the
there,
ticket.
Jer, I bet we got that in there somewhere. It may have taken him a minute to find it. That was so funny.
Yeah.
They had Sean Salisbury on, or no, they had Keyshawn Johnson on, and they were talking about Sean Salisbury.
Whom Grego hates.
Yeah, and he just lit him up, not knowing that Keyshawn and Salisbury are apparently friends.
Mm.
You know, that's a good point. And do us a favor, please, because I know this guy's going to interview you soon or before the year's up. Just please remind Sean Salisbury that he wasn't that great. I mean, this guy comes on ESPN talking like he was an all-pro quarterback. And it just kind of remind him that he wasn't that great and kind of put him in his place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But he's a friend of mine, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
I can't. He went to SC and he's a dear friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Not just a friend.
A dear friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
I love Ryan's going, oh, wow.
Kind of laughing.
Yeah.
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 Ron in Plano, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Morning, boys.
Hey.
Most tense phone call, Rocco Pendola's called Gordo on the rant.
When he hung himself.
Yeah, Gordon fired him? Yeah, I remember.
I didn't fire him. I merely gave him the forum to express his opinions on things.
You knew that he was going to be fired because he was just ripping everybody at the station. You blew out commercial break after commercial break, and you kept him on for about 45 minutes nonstop to let him hang himself.
That is not true.
It is true.
No, I gave him 45 minutes of time to get the noose from around his neck, not to jump off.
Either way, it was so tense in here in the control room during that.
Were you in there?
I was like an inch from the dump button the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, dude.
Why are all these tense moments around me?
I don't know.
Huh, why is that?
Matt emails and he says, how about the 9/11 moment of silence that George talked over?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Time for that.
No, no. And, I think we need to hear that. That was one of the most tense moments.
We purged that.
This was the day after 9/11.
As we remember those innocent Americans lost in this unconscionable, cowardly act of terrorism on our nation.
Paul in...
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTVK, Sherman-Denison, KTVK, Sanger.
I'm very sorry about that. I wasn't paying attention. I'm very sorry.
Well, this is supposed to be the moment of silence now, then.
Okay. All right, let's do the moment of silence. Okay. Here's one thing before we...
That is the worst and cheapest moment of silence ever.
It's terrible. I swear, I wish we quit playing that. I know we all get a laugh. I still feel
Why
bad
did
about
you want to go
that.
To a
know.
Call during the national moment of
right.
silence?
We were pausing with America.
With
at
America.
That
you were Nobody in America was talking, and you were trying to take a phone call.
I don't know. I don't know what I did.
Getting a lot of votes for the Lee Corso interview as being the most tense.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the most tense on the ticket.
It may be.
One thing led to another. Then he calls me up about a year later and says, I'm posing naked.
And not a lot of people know this, but Lee Corso was actually the second person to pose nude, correct? Or did I read that wrong?
I think you read that one wrong. Hmm.
I won't even tell you what. I won't even give you next question.
You laid out nicely.
But I don't. I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. Because why would you say that here?
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It isn't funny. It's funny.
It's not funny at all?
No, it's not funny at all. In fact, the people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
Well, wouldn't you think most people listening might know me better?
They probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that
you are a
might
jerk.
Be a funny statement?
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure it was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me.
A shot?
Yes, because you inferred the fact that I posed naked.
And how is that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And it's not a joke then? Wouldn't that be the irony of the whole situation?
Not to me.
That Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would. But I just don't. I don't really understand where this is coming from.
It's your show.
All right, this is Lee Corso. I think he's joking.
Well, I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense.
Oh my gosh!
Man. Oh wow! Oh,
I mean,
shot. We're having fun here, no?
Just can't believe he turned on him so quickly.
And that's what got the sign campaign started up during the countdown show on college football, where everybody would have,
that was so funny,
have ticket signage back behind him and talking about him having a merkin.
Gary emails a couple more tense moments from bad radio. What about the confrontation between Dan and Dale when Dale got up and walked out?
Oh my goodness.
God, that was great.
Or how about when Bob asked Mickey Spagnola, what are you, a cowboy? And that got real.
Yeah. Now, who had more tense moments, bad radio or Gordo?
Yeah.
I know.